Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. Thank you, Lord. I decree and declare victory is our portion. I decree and declare increase, O God. I decree and declare protection, Jesus. I decree and declare relationship healing, O Lord. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, God. I decree and declare open doors. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, and complete. I decree and declare, oh God, this wonderful blessing to come in our lives each and every day. I decree and declare the great harvest, oh God. I decree and declare we are rich. I decree and declare, oh God, all things work out for our good. I decree and declare innovative ideas. I decree and declare compassion will continue to be with us each and every day. I decree and declare healing, O God. I decree and declare, O God, that we are complete.
Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity and strength over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over our lives and your people's lives, Father, and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounding and encompassing us about. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare peace of the Lord surpassing all understanding, taking us over right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and that of Osha and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare that the Lord blesses the works of our hands. We decree and declare that we are blessed going out and coming in. We decree and declare that the enemy comes against us one way and flee seven ways. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us can ever prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We decree and declare divine provision. We decree and declare safety in our going out and our coming in. We decree and declare divine protection for our families, and we decree and declare divine increase and expansion. We decree and declare promotion in Jesus' name. People of God, let us bombard heaven praying over in the Holy Ghost.
Maria, Father, we thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for every life here on the line even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for allowing no weapon formed against us to prosper even now, Father God. Speak to the winds and the waves, even with the weather situation that's happening even now, Father God. Father God, protect your people even now. Cover us with the blood, Father God. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus even now, Father God. Order our steps in your word and in your will, Father God. Allow us to be obedient to your way even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for our households even now. Thank you for our families and our loved ones, Father God. Thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for divine peace even now in our homes and our hearts and even in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, settle whatever storm may be growing, Father God. Settle it and allow peace to be still even now, Father God. We speak peace being still even now, Father God. So whatever situation is happening, Father God, peace be still indeed, Father God. Father God, allow strength to reign in each and every one of us, whatever it is that is unlike you, Father God. Allow us to remain strong and stand in our strength even now, Father God. Father, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. Allow right relationships to come our way, right partnerships even now, Father God. I love you, Lord, and thank you for life. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time to share together with the prophets again, Father, the prayer warriors, Lord, to the intercessors, Father. Lord, we thank you that we always are coming to this space with the mind to serve, Lord, and to seed, Lord, because we know our prayers are fruit in the making, Lord, fruit in the development, Father. And thank you for the word of prayer that you have given us to grace our lips, Lord. We are humbled by the opportunity, Father. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the leadership, Lord, that you have passed, you have placed amongst us, Father. You have given us, Lord, the blessing of and the honor to be mentored by Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for their lives. Lord, we thank you for their families' lives. Lord, we thank you for continuing to cover them, Lord, as they dig deep and deeper into the things of you, Lord, and reveal things through word, through books, Lord. We ask you to bless every form of outreach that is created from this ministry, Father, Lord. We thank you for continuing, Lord, to bring more into the power of the prophetic, Father. We thank you for, Lord, what it has done for each and every person on this call, Lord, the power of the prophetic in their businesses, Lord, in their families, Lord, in their personal lives, in their lives with their spouses, Father. Lord, we thank you that we ask you to continue to stand strong, Lord, and give us that energy to do the same, Lord. We thank you for the energy to stand strong, because in this season, Lord, where this world is under attack, Lord, let our visions be our light, Lord. Let that inner eye be that space where we can go and confide and understand that we have 100% confidence in the words that you have put on our heart, Father. Lord, continue to grow this ministry, continue to grow our body financially, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all these things. Amen.
Amen. And amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the grace that's over our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the mercy that is extended over our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the helping hand that covers us, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that continues to guide us, Lord God. Lord, we pray that in this season, as we are tested and we are tried, Lord God, that we will stand on your word, that we will stand on the miracles and the blessings, Lord God, that you've already overwhelmed us with, Lord God, and we remember where you have brought us from, Lord God. When we stand in strength, Lord God, and in grit, Lord God, as we move forward in the purpose that you've ordained for our lives. Lord, I pray over the businesses, innovative ideas. I pray for strength to just move forward in passions and purpose. Lord God, I just pray that you would continue to make a way for us in this time and in this hour and in this season, Lord God. I pray for everything that you're birthing in this season, physically, spiritually, mentally, Lord God. We continue to trust in you. May our seed speak to you, speak for us, Lord God, in this season. I pray for all the men, all the leaders of households, Lord God, just anoint them with a double blessing, Lord God, in this season. Lord God, I pray for families, Lord God, I pray for restoration. Lord, I pray that you continue to unite us and guide us, Lord God. And Lord, we command good news to come our way in this season, in this hour. Good news, good news, good news. And we reap the harvest of this season, Lord God. We thank you for our shepherds and our leaders. Bless them in this time. Bless them in this hour. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for this midnight call. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our vision and Pastor Jonas. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for watching all the elderly. Thank you for my father. Thank you for my whole family. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the hurricane that is happening. Thank you for giving favor, protection. Thank you, Lord, for grace. And thank you for Obama health care. Thank you for giving favor in that area. Thank you, Lord, for poverty. Cynthia Dawson, thank you for continued healing. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for healing my bone. Thank you for his favor. Thank you for blessing me with favor. And thank you, Lord, for the prophets. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. And thank you, Lord, all for the leadership, for the president. Thank you, Lord, for giving wisdom and guidance. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and I give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, amen. Father God, we want to give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made, and we will be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, God, for business favor, God. We thank you, God, for creative ideas, oh God. We thank you, God, for opening doors, God. We thank you, God, for a clear way, God. We thank you, Lord, for clarity in our lives, O God. We thank you, God, for partnershiping, O God. We thank you, God, for the right relationship in our lives, O God. And we thank you, God, for divine relationship, O God. We thank you, God, for the right relationship, Jesus. We thank you, God, for increase in love, Lord. We thank you, God, for increase in faith, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for protecting, for protection over all your people, O God, their children, their loved ones and family and all around them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, O God. We thank you, Lord, for letting us be a yes to your way, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for being the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by you, God. We thank you, God, for watching us, watching over us as we sleep, O God, and awakening us each day, each and every day, God. We thank you, God, for forgiveness, God. We thank you, God, for boldness, Lord. We thank you, God, for elevation, Jesus. We thank you, God, for restoration, O God. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, Lord. And we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, O God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, O God. And we thank you, God, for helping us to have patience in the time of trouble and that may come our way, God. And we thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, Lord. We thank you, God, for bringing us safe home each and every day, safe and sound, oh God. And we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for sustaining them by your grace and with your presence, oh God, with your assurance of your presence, Lord. We thank you, God, for helping us to hold our liberty in high esteem, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for salvation, Lord. We thank you, God, for strengthening us as a body, in a unit, and as a whole in you, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us from falling, God. We thank you, Lord, for making us more than a conqueror, O God. And we thank you, God, for strengthening your marriage, God, and keeping them deathless, Lord. We thank you, God, for regarding their home and to be safe, your sacred sanctuary, Jesus. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. Because when you arise, O Lord, the enemy scatters, God. And thank you, Lord, for our president, God, and all the people in high places, God. Thank you, God, for the people that's in authority, Lord. Continue to give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, God. Bless them, O Lord. Keep them safe, God. Oh, Lord, and God, the health care, God, thank you, God, for good quality health care for all people in this nation, God, and thank you, God, for being who you are, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because truly this is your land, and you have found it upon the seas and established it upon the currents, and I want to say thank you, Lord. We love you, God. Amen. In your precious, mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Michael.
Yes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for this time of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets, the prophetess. Lord God, beginning to pray for those, Lord God, in a time of need, praying for this nation. We pray, Lord God, you touch the nation, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, you touch the White House, Lord God. Father, we pray those in need, or even in Texas, Lord God, and where there was disastrous hurricanes, Lord God, to touch those in Puerto Rico. Lord God, touch them that have properties destroyed and stuff, Lord God. Heal their hearts and show a spirit of love and working together during this season. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, even for those that in the order of Zone Ministries, the Power of Prophecy. Pray for those, Lord God, and those that are coming into the order, Lord God, of the Power of Prophecy. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. We thank you for the working of miracles. We thank you, Lord God, that we are also miracles, Lord God, in process and working, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what's going to happen in prophecology, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, what's getting ready to happen even before prophecology, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you. I thank you for my family, God, my immediate family, my mother, Lord God. Thank you for giving me a long life, good health and strength. My dad, Lord God, and brothers and sisters, thank you for divine protection for all over them, Lord God. Nieces and nephews, Lord God, thank you for divine protection for them, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and good education. Father, I also thank you, Lord God, for those that the fledglings, Lord God, touch them, Lord God. Keep them around the things of God. Pray for those, Lord God, that are growing in the order to stay motivated, inspired, Lord God, for every wind of storm that's coming, Lord God, or it may be going in their life, to hold on to the altars or to the horns of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for that, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for just beginning. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because who you are. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're even doing in my life, even when I don't see, and those in the order. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for this opportunity to just come before you, Father, and give your name all the praise, glory, and honor, Father, that it so rightfully due, Father. For we know that you are the master of the universe, Father, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father. We thank you now for what you're doing in the lives of your people. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing inside of this nation, Father God. We thank you for a divine revival, Father God, a revival of the Holy Spirit, Father God, touching the hearts and minds and souls of your people. We thank you now for what you're doing, Father God, and all of our leaders and our archbishops, our pastors, all of our ministers, our elders, our reverends, Father. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing with all of your apostles and your company of prophets, Father God, your prophets and your prophetesses. Just want to lift them up before you now, Father God, and thank you for the divine will and purpose, Father God, that you have for them, Father God. Have your will and have your way now, Father God, even on this land and on this earth, Father God. I want to thank you now for what you're doing, Father God, as you continue to keep your people, Father God, that are in areas of affliction, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering your people that are in the New Orleans area, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for restoring the breach, Father God, giving back power to those that are in Puerto Rico, Father God, and in neighboring nations that are suffering from the affliction of the hurricane, Father God. Right now, we speak to the winds, we speak to the waters, and we say, peace, be still, and know that you are God, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing inside of the lives of our elderly, Father God. Thank you for touching them. Thank you for touching their minds, Father God. Thank you for granting them strength, Father God. We speak life, Father God. Father God, right now, we we decree and declare the increase of the Lord, Father God. Continue to surround your people and surround their minds, Father God. Thank you for covering our children. Thank you for what you're doing, Father God, even in the minds of our children, Father God. Thank you for blessing them and touching them and watching the company that they keep and keeping their minds, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing, Father God, as you protect them all as our children are coming into Columbus Day, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just watching over those children, Father God, even those that may be attending school and those that are out of school, Father God, for tomorrow. I want to thank you for just covering your people, Father God. Thank you for covering their parents. Thank you for covering mothers and fathers and grandparents and grandmothers and grandfathers and guardians, Father God. Thank you for covering those individuals that have stood in the gap, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing over their lives, Father God. And we decree and declare divine escalation and promotion over their lives, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for favoring even those that are out seeking work, Father God, that have been laid off or that have been unemployed, Father God. Thank you for granting them divine favor, Father God, at the job site, Father God. I want to thank you for giving your people a divine healing, those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Thank you for your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God, as you continue to restore unto her, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, and lift up each and every prayer and supplication before you, Father God, that has already been made known, Father God, and we decree and declare it done, Father God, in advance. We thank you for healing, wholeness, and completion in the lives of your people, Father God. Settle matters of the heart, Father God. Settle matters that the individuals are dealing with, whether that be a physical ailment in their body, Father God. Right now, we speak bones wherever bones are not, Father God. Right now, we speak healing and life, Father God. an arrangement to the blood cells inside of your people's body. We thank you now, Father God, for what you're doing to those that are even hospitalized, Father God. We speak life, Father God. We speak life. We speak the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, even on their hearts and on their minds, Father God, and even on their families' hearts and their families' minds, Father God. Even those individuals in the Las Vegas area, Father God, I want to thank you for just covering your people, Father God, and continuing to just be a shield and a buckler, Father God, to your people all throughout the world. We'll be so careful, Father, to give your name all the praise, all the glory and honor that it so rightfully due. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we give you name, the praise, honor, and glory for your matchless mercy and grace. We thank you, Father God, for sparing New Orleans. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand of covering, Lord God, that how you sustain those even in the Caribbean. We dispatch your angels of provision. We dispatch your angels of mercy, your angels, Lord God, that are there to rebuild and to restore. Because you promised to restore what the canker worm and the locust has eaten, Lord God. You said if you shut up heaven, that there be no rain. And if you dispatch locusts to devour the land, and if your people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven. And we thank you, God, for hearing us even now. We thank you, Lord, that you said you will forgive our sins and heal our land. And we give you glory for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, for sparing us alive, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing in our lands, healing in the Caribbean, healing in the southern regions, healing in Nevada, healing, Lord God, in South Carolina, healing racial tension, healing, Lord God, family disputes, healing broken marriages, healing rebellious children, healing strained marriages. Father God, we thank you for healing those that are suffering with grief and loss, healing those who are afflicted in the minds, emotions, and spirit, God. Healing, Lord God, from depression and psychological issues. Healing from post-traumatic stress disorder. Healing from child abuse. Healing from molestation. Healing, Roboshata, from domestic violence, Lord God. Healing from fear of being married again, healing from fear from even walking down the street and riding in public transportation. God, restore your people, God. Rebuke every fixed mindset and cause us to expand in our minds and in our consciousness. Raise our vibration that we may war for our prophecy and our breakthrough. We give your name the glory and the honor and the praise for our archbishop and our pastor, and we speak strength to them. We speak covering to them. We speak unity. We speak divine protection and divine provision. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough for Pastor Prophetess Mascarene. Breakthrough and healing and strength for Pastor and Prophet Goss. We thank you, Lord God, for all of our pastors and our prophets, Lord God, in the prophetic order. We cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone on this call, we bless every home. We bless every relationship. We bless the finances. We decree and declare increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. My God. Amen. I want everyone, as we close this call, to decree with me, increase, increase, increase.
I decree increase, increase, increase. I declare increase, increase, increase.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and it is so, and it shall not be otherwise. Amen and amen. All right, Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Increase, increase, increase. Amen, amen, amen. And want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Listen, join us right back here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. We'll be back here for a powerful teaching out of our book of the month, three books from the Master Prophet. And so I want to personally invite each and every one of you to join us, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. But also, people that check your email, the Master Prophet is writing to us all. And so you want to be a part of what is happening. Amen. And then at 12 noon on today, Prophet Joshua, what's going on?
Oh, yes and yes, Prophetess Bethany. Man Cave Monday is what's going to be happening at noon tomorrow, so come and join the conversation. And we're calling all of the men that are in the company of prophets to come and join the line tomorrow from noon to 1, as we're going to be talking about manhood, Prophetess Bethany, and what does it mean to be a man. So come on and join the conversation tomorrow from noon to 1. Unfortunately, I am not going to be on the line, but we do have Prophet Prentice Vanderbilt. We have our Prophet James Hamilton. I'm going to be in school, Prophetess Bethany, because I'm over in seminary now with Archbishop, and we landed safely in Richmond, Virginia. And so we're preparing ourselves to get ready for class in the morning, and we have class from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tomorrow. So I will be on the 8 p.m. call doing the teaching of Chapter 4 tomorrow, so please come and join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. We'll be on a live conference line, and I'm going to try to get the Archbishop Master Prophet on the line with us as well so that we can kind of tag team and complete Chapter 4 in the book, Prophet in the Marketplace. Back to you, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Well, I'm complete. Prophetess Darlene, back to you.
Amen. And I'm still feeling that thing in my spirit. I don't know about you, but I feel increase, increase, increase. And I feel that thing. So I'm about to sow a seed. So, I mean, if you want to join me because you believe that prayer and sow a seed, amen, on the anointing of increase, do so. Amen. You know how to sow the seed online. You know how to call it in. But amen, I am believing God for increase, increase, increase. Amen. And raising our vibration and shifting our thinking. Amen. And breaking that fixed mindset. Amen. If you believe that, join me and let's sow a seed on that. Amen. And I will see you again in the spirit on the midnight cry at 11:52, and bring someone. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany, and those of you who posted and advertised the Midnight Cry on your Facebook page. Let's blow this thing up. Amen. Let's expand it. Let's increase it. Amen. As you increase someone else. Amen. Because that's what we do, and that's what we're called to do. Amen. God bless you, and good morning.
God bless. Love you all.